if early indications are any sign.
To Isaac Kak-Marinsky at the 3-yard line. Isaac Kak can break loose. He's to the 30-yard line. Burst of speed, far sideline to the 40. Stays on his feet at the 50. In Lions territory. Down the sideline. And he is gone!
A new star is rising on Eagle Lane. In a long line of All-State players in the short decade and a half of program history, the name Kak-Marinsky is once again echoing loudly.
Will hand it off to Kak. Power football over the right side, and he is in. Isaac Kak-Marinsky, 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian.
5 years after older brother David led his father's team to the cusp of the Unidome.
Oh, the snap goes through Kak-Marinsky. He has to pick it up and heave it. He'll throw it over the middle. That pass is caught by Levi at the 30. He'll get to the 35-yard line. What an incredible play by David Kak-Marinsky. He had it at his own 5-yard line.
Oh my goodness, what presence by David Kak-Marinsky. No panic, pick up the ball.
Younger brother Isaac is now at the helm of a potentially special ship, making a push to get Pella Christian back to Cedar Falls and the elite of Class 1A football. The second child of the Kak-Marinsky household isn't new. He spent an uneven 2020 leading a core group of young, talented, but inexperienced playmakers to place the Eagles back in the 1A state playoffs for the 13th consecutive season.
First down and goal at the 8 for the Eagles. Fake to Boonder. Kak up the middle. Kak to the 5. Kak to the end zone. And in! Touchdown, Eagles!
But another year stronger, faster, and wiser, and a sensational debut performance against Des Moines Christian calls back to the All-State greats of Eagles past, at least according to older brother David, who is now an assistant coach in the house he helped build.
Isaac's been around Pella Christian football, you know, for a long time now. He's been able to see how some of the best players of Pella Christian have done it. You know, you mentioned Levi Jungling, you know, a lot of the guys, Hayden Broom, you know, even the most recent teams with Noah Trimer. He just watched everybody for the last decade, and he can kind of draw on experience of all those guys.
Isaac scored a touchdown 4 different ways for just the second time in program history. One of those names that David mentioned did the same in 2018 on opening day.
And off to Trimer. Hole on the left side. Has some space at the 30. He's loose at the 20. He'll make that defender miss. And he's into the end zone. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. The Noah Trimer show continues with a 33-yard score.
It could be a sign of things to come, especially if the supporting cast takes a similar big step, according to Isaac.
Oh, it's great having a senior class that is leading really well. They know the game. They know how it works, and they can help all the younger guys step up into their roles. And yeah, I mean, we got a big junior class and we got a lot of guys that have stepped up. Our entire line had to step up this year. And they did great against DMC. So it's always good to see guys stepping up into their roles, and we're gonna have to fill a lot of backup spots with our juniors. So it's always good to see them working.
As for the Pella Christian brothers reuniting, David says Isaac's development has allowed him to ease the obvious comparisons between his own career in the middle of the past decade and the expectations placed on Isaac and the team now.
Personally, it's just a little weird to go off to college for 4 years and only see Isaac, you know, every now and again. And, you know, he went through that growth where, you know, I went see him for a couple of months. He was a couple inches taller and seemed like he put on 10 pounds of muscle. And so just kind of seeing that from afar, only getting to see him in spurts there for a little bit, and the growth he made was you know, kind of astounding. But watching him out in the football field doesn't really mesh very well with the image I had of him when he was in, you know, kindergarten, first grade, and we're walking to school together.
Isaac says it's been an adjustment to have David back, but that mentorship has been invaluable in showcasing what he can do now and over the next 7 weeks of the regular season and beyond.
It's really good. He's been able to share with the coaches kind of a player perspective that's in the coaching box. He's able to step back and give insight on what's going on. And also as players, he's able to give us those tips, those next level tips that are like, oh, in college, guys do this. It'll help you a little bit more. Get that little extra edge.
Has he been coaching you your whole life, though? I mean, he's been your big brother. What's that perspective like to be able to do that now that you're the starting quarterback, to be able to have him back in that role again that I'm sure he played when you were little?
It's a little weird because now it's more of a formal role, and whereas before it's kind of just a brotherly role. So now I kind of have to listen to him. But I love the information that he gives me, all the techniques and tips. It's all good stuff.
Younger brother is keeping his focus on what's ahead, knowing there's nothing certain or guaranteed. But Isaac says he's doing all he can to get Pella Christian back to a spot where they can compete for a state championship.
I mean, I think the confidence comes from the work that we've put in, all the guys knowing that we've worked so hard for this. And then also, I mean, getting that win a little bit gives us a little bit of that, a little taste of the success that we can have if we keep working and keep doing the things that we have done.
And older brother David has no doubts on who's going to get them there.
I mean, definitely. You always want to see your brother and the people that you're coaching go a step farther than you. And seeing Isaac being able to do this, yeah, he has something special that I think he's just tapping into. And he put himself in a great position with how hard he worked. He's in great shape right now. I don't think there's very many people that he'll be playing that prepared harder than him.
For this player profile on Pella Christian's starting quarterback and linebacker, Isaac Hakmarinski, I'm Andrew Schneider.